This goes to Dr. Janu P, like Paul, U, T, H, E, N, like November, P, A, R, A, M, like Mary, P, like Paul, I, L. Fax 989-775-1640 regarding Stephen, S, T, E, V, E, N, Bate, B, A, T, E, date of birth 11/28/1986. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampil, this is a consultation for Mr. Bate, who was sent for evaluation of elevated bicarbonate levels for the last 2 years. He did quit smoking in January of 2023. He had smoked a pack of cigarettes per day for 17 years, and he was able to successfully quit smoking cigarettes. However, he is taking nicotine salts instead to prevent resuming smoking cigarettes. And also, he had been using a creatine supplement daily from February until he had his labs drawn in May of this year. And now he's not; he's only using it 2 to 3 times a week. And he does take several supplements and no routine medications. He does have a history of mildly elevated cholesterol, and at this point would prefer not to try medication to control that, but instead diet and exercise, and he's been doing so. Currently, his review of systems is negative. No head injuries, no headaches. He does have mild hearing loss. He is in the National Guard full-time and does get exposed to artillery noise. And even though he uses hearing protection, he does have some decreased hearing that's been noted on exams annually. He does not require hearing aids. He has no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, no wheezing, no sputum production, no recent illnesses, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He makes adequate amounts of urine and no incontinence, no nocturia, no edema, no unusual rashes, no unusual bruising, no significant pain. Past medical history significant for hyperlipidemia and bilateral mild hearing loss. Past surgical history, he's not had any surgeries. Social history, he's an ex-smoker, quit smoking in January of 2023. Prior to that, smoked a pack of cigarettes per day for 17 years. And he occasionally consumes alcohol, up to 4 drinks per week. He is married, lives with his wife and 2 small children, toddler age, and is a full-time National Guard worker. Family history is significant for heart disease in 1 grandfather, colon cancer, and rheumatoid arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, vitamin D3, 1,000 units once daily. Zinc gluconate, 50 milligram once daily. Vitamin B complex with vitamin C, 1 daily. That's 500 milligram of vitamin D. And fish oil capsule, 600 milligram once daily. And also the Zen nicotine salts several times a day for nicotine replacement to avoid smoking resumption. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse is 62, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. extremities, no edema, brisk capillary refill, full sensation and motion in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 24th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.13, calcium 9.4, sodium is 140, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 32, albumin is 4.3, liver enzymes are normal, cholesterol was 233, triglycerides 94, HDL is 50, and LDL is 163. Hemoglobin is 15.0, normal white count. Platelets 149,000, normal differential. And May 8th of 2023, creatinine is 1.0, sodium 141, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 32, albumin is 4.2, normal liver enzymes. Assessment and plan. Metabolic alkalosis, idiopathic, and mild. At this point, it's suspected that the elevated bicarbonate levels may be secondary to some of his supplements, including the Zinn nicotine salts and the zinc gluconate. He gets annual labs through his primary care provider, and we would like a copy of the next labs, which should be due in May of 2026. If the carbon dioxide level remains in the same area, we may consider doing either venous blood gases or arterial blood gases if that is in higher level or if there are any other symptoms associated with the elevated CO2 level. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.